Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has refuted suggestions that $12 billion of funding announced yesterday is designed to appease American requests for Australia to raise defence spending. The funding will boost Australia's naval shipbuilding and submarine capabilities at the Henderson Precinct near Perth, and it's expected to cost a total of $25 billion over a decade. It comes as the Trump administration urges Australia to raise defence spending to 3.5% of GDP, with the coalition saying it would increase spending to 3%. Yesterday's $12 billion announcement also comes in the context of a US review into the AUKUS pact. But Mr. Marles told Channel 7 Australia will make its own decisions.
Now, you can come up with a GDP number, and it depends on how you calculate it. I mean, based on the NATO calculations, for example, before yesterday's announcement, our spending of GDP was at 2.8%. We will be focused on what kind of defence force we need, and we will go and resource it. That's the Prime Minister's been very clear about that.